From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. On Tuesday, sharply divided U.S. voters head to the polls to elect a new president. VOA national correspondent Jim Malone has our report.
Hillary Clinton and Donald Trump are making a furious last-minute push for votes, ensuring their core supporters get out to the polls. Trump continues to make a strong push in the key swing state of Florida.
We're on the cusp of an incredible historic change that transfers power from a failed political establishment and returns that power to our families, communities, and citizens, to you.
Clinton tried to rally supporters in Arizona, which usually votes Republican.
And when your kids and grandkids ask what you did in 2016, when everything was on the line, I want you to be able to say, I voted for a better, stronger, fairer America.
Both candidates are focused on rallying their base supporters. Jim Malone, VOA News, Washington.
Also in the news, United States joining other countries and the UN in expressing concern about Turkey's arrest of a dozen parliamentary deputies of the pro-Kurdish HDP, the country's third largest political party. Hours after the roundup, a car bomb killed 9, wounded 100 or more others, happened near a police station in southeastern Turkey, where some of the lawmakers were being held. Heavy fighting has erupted between jihadist and Iraqi special forces in eastern Mosul as they continue their push deeper into the Islamic State stronghold with help of U.S.-led airstrikes. Meantime, the U.N. High Commissioner for Human Rights said Islamic State militants continuing to transfer civilians to the city of Mosul to use as human shields. This is VOA News. Days after dismantling the so-called jungle in Calais, French police are clearing a number migrant tent camp, this time in northeastern Paris. That story from Lisa Bryant.
Hundreds of young men waited in the cold and rain to be bussed out of the Stalingrad neighborhood of northeastern Paris. Like everyone else here, 23-year-old Dawit Negash from Ethiopia has no idea of his final destination.
We don't know still. Maybe outside Paris, maybe in Paris, we don't know. I need to stay here and I hope to live here.
Nearby, 30-year-old Mohammed stands with a group of friends. He says he's from Darfur, Sudan. He says he's been here for a month. He left his conflict-torn region because of what he calls problems. Tent camps spring up regularly around the city, underscoring the enduring nature of the migrant crisis, not just in France, but across Europe. Lisa Bryant for VOA News, Paris.
Massive demonstration in the Indonesian capital, Jakarta, against the governor turned violent when protesters burned police cars and officers responded with tear gas and water cannon. Police say at least one person was killed. Several others were wounded in the violence. Tension has been high across the capital, made worse by reports that Islamic State members in Syria had posted messages on social media calling for their followers to carry out attacks during the protest. Venezuela's State Oil Corporation has signed agreements with the Indian state oil giant and Venezuela's consortium Delta Finance BV to expand oil production. Agreements come at a time when Venezuela is attempting to boost stagnating oil production, increase income from Venezuelan oil, pay off debts, and obtain financing from foreign partners. A financial agreement for $318 million with India will allow the Indo-Venezuelan joint venture, created by both corporations in 2009, to double daily production to 20,000 barrels of oil. Venezuela's President Nicolas Maduro thanked everyone involved and said all the reliable partners will continue to work to develop the partnerships. Venezuelan authorities say the Delta financial agreement for over $1 billion will allow for increasing production from 40,000 to 100,000 barrels per day. Get more news by going to our website. You can find us at voanews.com. And as always, go to the VOA mobile app for the latest in world news.
That's the latest world news from VOA.